Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Solemnity of All Saints, November 1st. Today's theme, Your Own Sainthood. You are a saint. Don't argue with me. I know you're a saint because a saint is anyone who's either in heaven or on their way to heaven by following Christ. In the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in the communion of saints. That includes you. It's the whole community of Christ followers. As followers of Christ, we have been redeemed from the power of sin. We have been reborn as saints and are no longer sinners. Yes, we do sin every day. We have not yet perfected our sainthood. So we grow in holiness by becoming more and more who we truly are. This is life as an earthly saint. Look at today's first reading from Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 through 4 and 9 through 14. We could see this as a huge prayer meeting in heaven, but it's not just about the afterlife. You, right now, are part of that great multitude when you worship God enthusiastically. Every time we praise God, we're joining ourselves to the whole communion of saints, including our loved ones who left earth in the Lord's arms. We're also united to them after our sins are absolved in the mercy of God through the sacrament of reconciliation. For then we too have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Until the next time we sin, we're on the Lord's mountain, standing in a holy place, because our hands are sinless, our hearts are clean, and we are not desiring what is vain. As the responsorial psalm says, from chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. The same unity occurs when we receive the Eucharist after making a heartfelt journey through the prayers of repentance and requests for forgiveness that the Church provides during each Mass. As the second reading points out from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, we are saints because we are God's children. The saints in heaven have the advantage of being free from evil, while we live in a sin-filled world. But notice how we become pure. The hope, meaning belief in God's promise, that eventually we'll behave like Christ all the time, should energize us to purge our lives of unholiness now. This hope is based on knowing that Christ redeems us from sin, the Father forgives us, and after death, whatever cleanup still remains to be done, it will be accomplished thanks to purgatory. The Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12a reminds us that we are saints because we are blessed. Isn't anything that God blesses made holy? Therefore, any person whom God blesses is made holy by his love. The poor in spirit, those who mourn and receive the Holy Spirit's comfort, the meek who submit to God's will, and so on down the list of beatitudes. Meditate on each blessing and notice your sainthood and the challenge to become more saintly by improving how you live the truth of each beatitude. The Church canonizes saints so we can have role models and so we know they're available for prayer support to assist us on our journey to heaven. We should not compare our lives to theirs, however, for we all have different circumstances in which to grow in holiness. We can only compare ourselves to what we used to be like. Meanwhile, we can pray with the saints and accept their spiritual guidance. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. How have you grown in holiness over the years? Choose one way to grow in holiness this week. Who is your favorite saint in heaven? Why? Name someone you know who is a good model of saintliness. What is holy about that person?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.